Thank you for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. It's a great day to learn some English together. My name is Katie, and we've got a good show for you today. Our topic is small talk, and this lesson is called Looking for Rob's Friend. Looking for Rob's Friend. So, Peter, do you get lost often?
Katie, I'm a guy. Guys never get lost and never need to ask for help. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Okay, everyone. I think it's time to start our lesson. You can read today's Read It with Peter.
Toby is visiting Rob for an interview, but Toby is lost. Taylor helps Rob find him. Toby is in the office. Abby says he turned left. He walked into the cafe. Susie saw Toby too. Taylor just missed him. He isn't in the cafe. He turned right. Toby is looking for her.
Okay, Peter. Everyone gets lost sometimes. The best thing to do is to ask someone for help.
Yes, everyone gets lost, but for me, it's been many years. Friends, do you remember what the word lost means?
When you don't know where you are, then you're lost. You can get lost in a store, when you're driving, or go to a new place.
Katie, do you get lost often?
Hey, everyone gets lost sometimes. But maybe I get lost more than other people. Okay, everyone, let's learn our keywords for today.
Toby 今天到摄影棚来见 Rob, 结果走着走着他好像迷路了。首先来见某人,拜访对方,动词是用 visit。Toby visits Rob at the station. 他见 Rob 是为了来接受访问的。访谈或采访就是 interview. Toby visits Rob for an interview. Toby 迷路了， Taylor 到处在找他。 Abby 说他刚刚还在这里，后来往左边离开了。所以 Toby turned left. 动词 turn 就是转身或转向。 Susie 也看到 Toby， 不过 Taylor 到的时候他刚离开， Taylor 刚好错过了。 Taylor missed him.动词 miss 可以当错过的意思用。 Susie 说 Toby 刚刚向右边走过去了，向右就是 right。 Toby just turned right。
Are you ready for the interview, Rob?
No, I'm not. I can't start the interview. Toby isn't here.
Oh no!You need to start the show. Where is he?
I don't know. He's somewhere in the office. We need to find him. Can you help me?
Yes, I can. Don't worry, Rob. I can find him.
Rob is worried. He needs to interview Toby, but he can't find him.Friends, can you think of a time that you were worried about something?
When I was in school, I had a lot of things to worry about. Worrying means that you think about something a lot and you don't feel good about it.
That's right. We can worry about things a lot, but I'm not sure that it helps to worry about things. Friends, what do you think? Does it help to worry?
I think it is okay to worry a little bit. It helps us do better and remember things that are important. But it is easy to worry too much.
Yeah, and sometimes we worry about a person. That's because we care for them. And Rob is worried about Toby today.
But Toby needs to be at this interview. He is lost. So that's why Rob is worried.But what is an interview, Katie?
An interview is when one person asks someone questions to learn about him or her. I can have an interview with someone, or I can interview. What let's have an interview with Peter.
I think our friends are more worried about Toby right now. They don't want to learn more about me. Let's worry about Toby, not me.
Peter,
we need to find Toby.
I think you just don't want to have an interview with us.
Well, can we have an interview with you? What's your favorite animal? What's your favorite book? What's your favorite color?
No, I am not going to be interviewed by you. I asked you first. You need to let me have an interview with you. You know what? Maybe we can just talk about Toby.
I agree with that. Phew. Toby is lost, and we need to find him. What Toby needs is help finding his way to the interview with Rob. But at least we know that he is somewhere in the office.
I don't think we need to worry too much. He's in the office, and we'll find him. Let's find out more in Conversation B.
Hey, Abby. I'm looking for Toby. He is visiting Rob for an interview. Do you know where he is?
Yes, he was here a minute ago.
Great. Where did he go? Rob needs him for the interview.
He walked away from my desk. Then he turned left. Maybe he's in the cafe.
Okay, thank you.
This is great. I think we are getting closer to finding where Toby is. Abby saw him just a minute ago. That means he is not far away. They can find him soon.
Good. We don't need to worry about him being lost forever. They can find him for the interview. But I think Rob is still worried.
Why do you think Rob is still worried?
Well, they need to start the interview soon. But Toby isn't with him. What happens if he can't find Toby? Once Toby is with Rob, then Rob can stop worrying about the interview.
You are right. But I think Taylor is going to find him. When Taylor asks, "Do you know where he is?"
That is a useful question, and we need to learn some more about how to ask this question with Christina.
Taylor 在到处找 Toby, 他说 Do you know where he is? 你知道他在哪里吗？这个问句我们常常会不小心说成 Do you know where is he? 这样子是不对的哦。如果你是直接问 Where is he? 这个是直接问句，必须把 be 动词放在主词前面，这样 Where is he? 可是当你用间接问句的方式 Do you know where he is? 这个时候Where he is 就变成名词子句，做 know 的受词。名词子句的动词要放在主词后面。我们来练习一下造句。Do you know when she left? I want to know what that is. They don't know when the bus will come. 请你也多练习一下哦。
Friends, let's talk about this question. When you start the question with...the word do, then many times you end the question with the word is or are.
Yeah, let's think of a few ways to ask this. Do you know where the pencil is? It is at the desk.
That's right, but we do not say, do you know where is the pencil? Make sure you remember this, friends, and the best way is to practice.
Christina talked about another way that we can ask where something is. We can ask about things by saying, where is the pencil? But today we could ask, where is Toby?
That question does not use the word do. So make sure to practice the two right ways to ask this question. Do you know where the pencil is? Where is the pencil?
In Conversation B, Abby says that Toby turned left. When we walk anywhere, we go straight, left, and right. When you go left, we say that you're turning left. And when you go to the right, you're turning right.
That's right, Katie. All right, friends, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We have a guest in the station today, Toby. He's here for the interview with Rob, but he's lost.
I really hope that we find him. I think that finding him would be the best thing. Abby says she saw him a minute ago. So let's go to conversation C to find out if they find him.
Hi, Taylor. How is your day going?
Sorry, Susie. I can't talk now. I'm looking for Toby.
Wait! Isn't he talking to Rob?
No, I can't find him. He is lost. Did he come in here?
Yes, he did. He was looking for you. You just missed him.
Did he go right or left?
He turned right.
We are still trying to find Toby. Taylor is trying to find him, but she finds Susie instead.
Susie doesn't know about Toby. She isn't worried about anything and asks Taylor, "How is your day going?" This is something that Christina wants to talk more about.
Susie 一看到 Taylor 就愉快地打招呼 How is your day going? 这里的动词 go 可以当作进行的意思所以问对方 How is your day going? 就表示你在问今天过得如何我们来趁这个机会多学几个类似的问候说法比如说 How is everything? How is everything going? How's it going? How are you doing? 这些都是类似的问候方式在美国的日常生活中大家都习惯用这样子友善关怀的问候如果你听到有人这样子向你问候你其实也不必太认真的思考想应该要怎么样回答报告近况你只要轻松的回答 Great, I'm doing fine 或者是 Not bad 表示还不错除非你特别想要跟对方深谈否则这样子稍微回答一下就可以了
In English, we like to give each other greetings a lot. Sometimes we ask this kind of greeting. How is your day going? Just to start a conversation with someone.
Other times, this same greeting can mean, Oh, I see you there. If I see Katie in the office in the middle of the day, I can say, How is your day going? And all I really want to hear is, Hi, Peter. Good.
Yes, but other times Peter can ask the same question and he really wants to know many things about how my day is going. This is something you learn over time if you talk with someone who speaks in English.
But Taylor says, I can't talk right now. She means that she can't have a long conversation because she is worried about finding Toby. Let's go to Rebecca to learn some more.Here she is.
If you want to tell someone that you can't do something right now, you can use this grammar point. I can't verb and noun now. For example, I can't go to the mall now. Or, I can't eat lunch now. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.So we say, I can't do something now. That means that we can do that thing. Maybe I want to do something, but just right now, I can't. I'm busy. Can you use this sentence?
And right after you say, I can't do that thing right now, you can give the reason. Katie, help me with this one. I'll start and you finish. Sorry, I can't swim right now.
I can't swim now because I need to clean my room. Okay, how about I can't study now?
I can't study now because I have an interview. Great. I hope that helps, friends. Okay, well, Taylor found Toby, right?
Nope, Taylor just missed him.
Just missed him? That's today's calendar phrase.
You just missed him.
You just missed him.
你才刚错过他。
Where is John?
You just missed him.
Where is Bob?
You just missed him.
Where is Steve?
You just missed him.
Oh no, what should I do?
Come earlier.
You just missed him.
You just missed him.
你才刚错过他。
All right, everyone, it's time to review our key words. Say them with us now.
Here's the first key word, visit. Visit. I visit my grandmother every week.
Interview. Interview. Kim had an interview for her new job.
Turn. Turn.Sarah turned the car around.
Miss. Miss. The basketball missed the basket.
Right. Right. Mark turned right toward the house. That's the last keyword for today. Right now, we're going to take a look back at today's lesson.Are you ready for the interview, Rob?
No, I'm not. I can't start the interview. Toby isn't here.
Oh, no. You need to start the show. Where is he?
I don't know. He's somewhere in the office. We need to find him. Can you help me?
Yes, I can. Don't worry, Rob. I can find him.Hey, Abby. I'm looking for Toby. He is visiting Rob for an interview. Do you know where he is?
Yes, he was here a minute ago.
Great. Where did he go? Rob needs him for the interview.
He walked away from my desk. Then he turned left. Maybe he's in the cafe.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Taylor. How is your day going?
Sorry, Susie. I can't talk now. I'm looking for Toby.
Wait! Isn't he talking to Rob?
No, I can't find him. He is lost. Did he come in here?
Yes, he did. He was looking for you. You just missed him.
Did he go right or left?
He turned right.
Ginger, are you looking for something?
No, not for something. I'm looking for someone.
Oh, who?
Little Monkey. She's visiting me today.
Little Monkey was here a few minutes ago. I think you just missed her.
Oh, which way did she go?
She walked out and turned left.
She turned left?
Oh, no, wait. She walked out and turned right.
Did she turn right or left?
I don't know. I just remember that she turned.
Oh, maybe she's lost.
Don't worry, Ginger. I'll help you find her. You look left and I'll look right.
Okay, I'll look left.
Right.
Right? Left? Huh?
No, I'll look left.
Oh.
Thank you for joining us today. I think tomorrow we really will find Toby.
I agree. He's at the station. He can't be hard to find. And Abby was close to finding Toby, but she just missed him.
Remember, Toby is at the station for an interview, and Rob is getting worried because he needs to start the show, but he can't until he finds Toby.
That's right. And Susie doesn't even know that he is lost. But I think tomorrow we will find him. So join us then here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.